evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on January 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Keller Street, Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2NBU, good evening, Bob.
KC2YXN, name is Kathy, good evening.
WA2U, good evening.
Well, good evening. We've got four. We got John, Kathy, Ray, and George. How about we start with George and then 2PFM?
Well, good evening, Bob, Kathy, Bill, and everybody else. On 10 degrees on the mountainside. Temperature range today was 8 to 21. And we had 3 more inches of snow last night from the lake effect, which I see now is way up in northern Jefferson, even north of Watertown now, and up there around Brockville right now. I think the southerly wind is supposed to finally kill off the lake effect finally. It's supposed to be weakening and falling apart. Sooner the better. So that's it. We had 8 inches yesterday and about 3 inches overnight from the lake effect. And thank God that's all we had. I think even Lowville had about 2 feet plus, so I didn't do too badly considering, thank God. So that's about it here from the mountainside. Oh, by the way, yes, I did finally get my custom MVP for 42 to 50 megahertz that I can use up there on 6 meters. Got the 52 525 54 crystals that we used in the Master 2. They're the same crystals. Lo and behold, the thing comes. All it has in it is the receive crystal oscillator, not the but I can ask him to send me one, hopefully soon. So that's it here from the mountainside. I'll say God bless. 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Good report on the weather and the snow. It sounds like it's almost like Christmas for you. Get to work with that 6 meter. That's a lot of fun. Something new and different. All right. Well, thanks for checking in. I think we'll get on to Ray, KC2NBU.
Well, good evening, Bob, and everybody listening to the net. We got 4 degrees up on the hill here. And, yeah, we got our 8 inches yesterday, but today was quiet. I don't think it got out of the single digits today. I think it got up to like 10. Got a load of firewood in and cleaned out the freezers in the basement tonight. Got those all cleaned up, ready to go for tomorrow.
Well, that in itself can be a chore, right? I got into that a couple of times just doing a small refrigerator I keep in the garage, and that's a project between out and doing the bleach and everything and getting it spick and span again. Well, good. At least you get to enjoy the day a little bit. And, yeah, the temperature's been down there and it's just hanging there. Doesn't seem to want to go away. I don't mind the cold, but I'm not crazy about the real cold, you know, beyond what we normally get. Okay, well, thank you for checking in, Ray. Hope you have a good evening. KC2YXN, Kathy, how you doing?
KC2YXN here. Good evening, Bob. Thank you for doing the net this evening. Well, we got minus 6.5 degrees here. I just checked our thermometer. And no snow today. Had a bright blue sky up here. But we did have snow last night. And just did indoor chores today. That's about it. So send it back to you, KC2YXN.
That's a long ID now. Okay, Kathy. Well, sounds like you had a pretty much kind of day I did. I stayed in the house and had nothing to get out in the cold for. So I enjoy that. Stay warm and work a few stations on EHF and take it easy and get on the computer for a little bit. Okay. Well, thank you for checking in. And we'll see what John's got. WA2U.
WA2U. Well, good evening to you, Bob, and George is in here, and Ray, and of course Kathy's sitting right next to me here, and I don't think I've missed anyone. Well, and good evening to the listening multitude. Had a good day. Mark and I, a friend of mine, we went up to CJ's and picked up a chainsaw I had up there for repair, so the damages weren't too bad on that. It's an old saw, but I have a brand new one, but I like to keep this one for limbing, so they were able to get the parts. Even though I had a saw since like 1997, so I guess they waved a wand and they got the parts, so that's good. Picked that up, and then we stopped at Tops and picked up a few goodies there, and what else? Went to Forestport Hardware and picked up some stuff for the camp, stovepipe and some things, and stopped on the way back and visited a friend in the Remsen area, so about it. Got back and brought in several loads of wood. I'm getting now so that a friend tells me, he says, "Al, you learn every year, you learn a little bit more. I used to bring in just enough for a few days. Now I bring in as much as I possibly can stack in the wheelbarrow out in the foyer, and so it's there. And I used to go out in the foyer and get the wood. Now I bring the wood in when I call the day. I stoke up the fire and I put it next to the stove on the hearth, so I don't have to go very far to get it if I have to get up in the middle of the night. And, George, good to hear you got the 6 meter going. Yeah, we've got to get going with that, too. We've got an AR-6 and an AR-10, and, you know, we're busy with the house, but I hope you get all the crystals and things and crystal elements. Yeah, 52525, and the band's open. It's kind of a fun frequency to chat. Bob, turn it back over to you. We're going to sit around this evening, have a few beverages and listen to some music and stay inside where it's nice and warm. WA2U back to that.
Okay, John. Well, sounds like you had a good day anyway. You had an active one. Yeah, I've got an old chainsaw myself, so occasionally I get out, but I got to work on it. I don't use it enough to keep it, you know, up to standard, and got to get the kit for the carburetor and get that taken care of, but sooner or later I'll get that done and it's running. Well, very good. I know what you mean with the firewood. Boy, I used to do that. Lick my wounds afterwards, I'll put it that way, between splitting wood, stacking it, putting it away, or carrying it, handling it two or three times. It just gets a bit of work, and maybe I was getting too old to do it, but it was fun when I started and then a nuisance afterwards, so I'm glad I went the way I did. I got rid of the wood stove. So anyway, Well, good evening to everyone, and thank you for checking in. I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW Night Control.
N2OIQ, good evening, Bob.
N2OIQ, Dan, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad tonight, Bob. This is N2YQ here. And we just were on Netflix on TV. I've been watching The A-Team. That was always a good show. And Netflix, they got a lot of good shows on old shows from way back. And that was one of my favorites. And we've been watching a lot of those reruns of them. And so, anyways, we got, 10 degrees here at the present time. And here was just partly covered today. No snow. And the highest today was 21, and overnight, or I don't know if it was overnight low, but yeah, 8 were low, so, anyway. Okay, starting next Friday, Kathy, I talked to Kathy about it, and she's going to start doing the nets on Friday nights. I did it last night. But anyways, she sent me email and stuff, and and I give her a call on the phone and talked it over, and I know you won't care, and Jeff, I'm sure he'll be happy too, that somebody's doing Friday night. So she agreed to it, and this is when she starts. She said she needs time for to get used to the doing the preamble and stuff, so everybody... have patience, I guess, with anybody's new doing it. So, anyway, so she, I think she'll do well for us. So, okay, Bill, back to you. Have a good evening. I don't know any other nights are open that you need extra net controllers. I'm going to take another night. That's why there's another one open. So, if you knew Jeff, you can decide which. But you guys don't want to do it, and I might be able to pick it up. As long as it's not a Monday night or Tuesday night. That's too busy nights of the month, not busy. So. Okay, back to you, Bob. Have a good evening. N2OIQ Clara.
Okay, Dan. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, we appreciate any help we can get in that direction, because it's enjoyable to do. Sometimes you just, you know, the schedule doesn't work out where you can be there all the time to get it done. I know, like for us, we normally take Fridays and go out, we have dinner and maybe have a couple of drinks, visit with a few friends, and pretty much it. But it gives us a night away. It's about the only night during the course of the week that we do it. So, that'll be great. Glad to hear it, and it just is super to have additional help with it. Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Dan. I'll make another call, see if anyone would care to check in. This is N5AOW. Well, like I was saying earlier, I didn't do much myself today. I pretty much, played, if you will, on the HF for a bit. Get on the computer, wasted some time on that, which I usually do, and stayed in the house and stayed warm. I looked at the thermometer a minute ago and it's just zero here, so I would imagine it may drop down a few degrees overnight. I don't know what the high was. It possibly went maybe to, I'd say, 6 or 8. Didn't seem like it was very warm. We had some sun for a while, then we had cloudiness with it, but it comes and goes. No snow today, though. Well, maybe we'll. I guess they're forecasting a little more in the next couple of days. So only an inch or two, I guess, at the time, and that's okay. We can deal with it a whole lot easier that way than what Lowellville got. Okay. Well, I'll make a final call. See if anyone else would care to check in. This is N5AOW. Officer Corey's for late check-in.
WATU is no news or nonsense, I guess, Bob.
Okay, John.
Yeah, there is a, I like to throw a little tidbit in once in a while. Everybody's talking about HF, but we've got two radios here. We just got to put up an antenna. And we have enough of those. I guess we're supposed to put them up in the middle of a blizzard. But anyways, on Sunday mornings, on 3958, 3.958, I think it's North Country Net. It's been on for years. It's at 9 a.m. our local time, 3958. So it's people all in this area. I've heard about it. I haven't had a chance to check in, but for those that are around at that hour, 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning, 3958, may want to check it out, hear what's going on up in Blue Mountain and Old Forge and around the area on 75 meters. WATU, listen out.
Okay, well, that sounds good, John. I believe I checked into that. Boy, it had to be maybe a year or two ago. Occasionally I got into it, you know, and checked in on it and visit with them a little bit. But I got to run through mine. I got to check and see. Normally I'm working 40 and sometimes a little bit of 20. But I got to check and see if it's going to, I can get it resonant again on 75. I know the one leg of it is down with a branch. I don't know if it's changed SWR, so I run it through the tuner and see what happens with that, but that's certainly worth trying. And thanks for the info and reminding me on that. Okay, I'll make a final call, see if anyone care to check in. This is N5AOW. Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return to frequency regular amateur use. So I want to thank George, Jeff, John, Dan. Oh, wait a minute. Where are we here? I'm on the wrong list. George, Ray, Kathy, and John, and Dan. Looking at Thursdays here for checking in. And everyone that listens tonight, 73 to all. This is N5AOW Clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations coming up with
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NBU, hello Ray, thank you for checking in. Any other stations for Octane?
This is N2WBX, good evening. No traffic.
N2WBX. Hello, Dennis. Thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Any other stations for Octon tonight with or without traffic? Okay, thank you both for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3 is the boat. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow.
Good evening, Jack, N5AOW, no traffic. Just caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, okay, but we got you, Bob. N5AOW, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Okay. I guess we got everybody we're going to get. I'll make one more try. Any other stations with or without traffic? Thank you all again. 7-3s, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2 Zeta.